invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through following. The Gospel passage just read for us will be our text this morning. It can be found on page 808 in the Pew Bibles in front of you. We celebrate today and we remember the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. So we enter today into the propelling joy of Epiphany, which is God's light saturating the nations. And our hearts and minds are directed this morning to the baptism of Jesus Christ in order that we might see his life more clearly and his mission more clearly, and that we might understand our own baptisms more fully as well. So the theme for his baptism comes from the lips of Jesus in this account where he says, it is fitting that he should be baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. We're going to look at what Jesus means, that his baptism is a fulfillment of all righteousness. Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, and therefore, all who share in his baptism are called to share in his life and in his ministry. And that's where we're going to head this morning. Will you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, we bow before your beloved Son, and we share with him that same Spirit with whom you anointed him at his baptism. Would you make all who are baptized in his name faithful to their calling as children and inheritors with Jesus of everlasting life? As you spoke at his baptism, speak to us now and lead us in all righteousness, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Matthew 3, 13 and 14. And then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? It's a good question. Here, John. Jesus has come to reconcile all things to God through himself, which means that Christianity is much more than just about me and God. It's more than an individualistic approach to life or concerned only with one's soul. Christianity is an all-encompassing thing. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christianity is concerned with nothing short of these two arenas, which are big, heaven and earth. Jesus' ministry begins very earthy, doesn't it? The incarnation. His ministry begins with the rough hands of John, this camel-haired, locust-eating prophet of God. With John, he enters the waters of the Jordan, and the heavens are opened. God descends to dwell upon the earth. Heaven and earth converge in Jesus Christ. What we have at this baptism is an intimate portrait of God's Son entering the life of the world in order to show solidarity with God's people. He's showing solidarity with God's people as he's undergoing the waters of baptism. And yet, it does seem a bit strange, doesn't it, that Jesus should need to be baptized? 3:15, in answer to John's question, Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented. Why is Jesus baptized? Well, Jesus says he's baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. See, that's why they pay us the big dollars right here. Why is he baptized? Well, he said to fulfill all righteousness. That's where we're starting. What does he mean by this phrase, to fulfill all righteousness? Does he need a cleansing ritual? Should Jesus be required to go through some initiatory rite, some entrance ritual to enter into God's people? Well, the Bible claims Jesus is innocent. And so what sense is Jesus fulfilling all righteousness in his baptism? Well, let's define righteousness a little bit. That might be a good place to start. Righteousness. It's establishing right order and justice. That's what righteousness is to establish right order and justice. See, we live in a pretty individualistic society. And so when we hear righteousness, we think about our own individual moral choices, our standing before God. And certainly righteousness is about that, but it's not less than that. The Bible imagines something larger when it speaks of fulfilling righteousness. Righteousness is the establishing of right order and justice. Well, certainly we have to establish right order and justice in our own lives Why? That's the question, right? Why is righteousness an important thing for humanity? It's so that when it's established in the lives of Jesus' followers, then it spreads and it's established in the world at large. See, this was ever and always Israel, their vocation. The prophets long commanded them to seek justice and love mercy and to follow after God. The word fulfill that Jesus uses here, it's used throughout Matthew's gospel. And Matthew always uses the word fulfill to speak to how the prophet's words are fulfilled in the life of Jesus. So what is Jesus fulfilling here? What is he fulfilling? What is he accomplishing? What is he completing? Because Jesus himself says, I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. But we would be hard-pressed to find God's command that Jesus should be baptized. You know, go to the waters and be baptized, Jesus. We don't have anything like that. He must mean something more than an individual moral choice in obedience to God.